Hello and welcome to another episode of Listen Up. As always, I am Mr. I. Please subscribe to the podcast so you will see new episodes as soon as they are available. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and pretty much anywhere else that you find podcasts. Today, I want to talk about the days of the week. Let's talk about where the names Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, where did these names come from? Now, to do this, we need to talk a little bit about mythology. Mythology is shinwa in Japanese, right? Kami no hanashi, shinwa. And the days of the week are connected to mythology, the mythology of ancient Greece. So ancient Greece, Kodai Girisha. Ancient Rome, Kodai Roma. And Germanic tribes, German Minzoku. So this is people who lived near the areas we think of as Germany today, but a long time ago. So Deutz, right? The people who lived in that area a long time ago. Now, the ancient Greeks named the days of the week after the planets, as well as the sun and the moon. So the planets, of course, wakse, right? And the days of the week, like I say, they were named after the sun, the moon, and then five planets. Because remember, a long time ago, they couldn't see all of the planets. All eight or nine, depending on how you count it. But they only could see four plus Earth, so five planets. So they were named after the planets, the sun, the moon, and the gods that were connected to them. So you had the moon, and then there was Ares, Hermes, Zeus, Aphrodite, and Kronos. Okay, these were ancient gods, right? Kami of Greece. And then the ancient Romans copied the idea, but they used their own names, their own versions of the gods. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Probably some names you've heard before, right? Because those are the names of our planets that we say in English still. Now, some of those names stayed more or less the same when they made it into English, and the days of the week stayed like that. But some of the names changed to the Germanic gods that were similar. So let's get into some details. It'll be easier to understand when we talk about the weekdays. And let's start with Sunday, because that's the first day of the week, at least to me. I know some calendars and some people say Monday is the start of the week, but where I grew up, the way I was taught, Monday was the second day of the week. The week started on Sunday. So for me, Sunday is the first day of the week, and the calendars I have used always start on Sunday. So, Sunday, which is named, easily to understand, after the sun. Now, in Latin, right, Latingo, the name, the language of the Romans, it was dies solis, sol, like solar, right? But the German name was Sonnentags, Tages. I believe I don't know exactly how to say the ancient German, but yes, yeah, something like that. And Sonnentags became Sunday. Pretty easy to understand, right? Moving on to Monday, very simple, very similar pattern, right? Monday in Latin, it was dies lunae, which translated into German Monendag. Monand, moon. So it's moon day, which is easy to see how it becomes Monday. Moon day to Monday. Easy, right? Tuesday comes from the name of the god of war, which was Ares for the Greek. But then in Roman, the god of war was Mars, the planet Mars, right? Kase in Japanese, right? And of course, Mars is red, which is the color of blood. And blood and war are very closely connected. And so I think that's a pretty easy connection to see, right? At least with the planet there. And so for the Germanic people, Tiu was the god of war. And I think you can probably all hear the connection between Tiu and Tuesday, even if the spellings aren't quite the same. The sounds are pretty similar. Tiu, Tuesday. There's Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday all follow very similar patterns. Right? For the Romans, Wednesday was named for Mercury, who was a very fast god. In fact, he was the messenger of the gods because he could deliver messages for the other gods very quickly. Any guesses which planet is named for Mercury? Right? In Japanese, Suisei, right? The closest planet to the sun, and also the planet that goes around the sun the fastest. In Germanic mythology, Woden was a very fast-moving god, and so his day, Woden's day, eventually became Wednesday, which also kind of explains the D in Wednesday. If you look at the spelling, it looks like Wednesday. There's a D in there. We don't say the D, but it comes from the German. Up next, Thursday, for the Romans, named after Jupiter, the biggest god for their civilization. He was the god who created lightning and thunder. Thursday, when it moved to Northern Europe, took the name of a Norse god. Now, the Norse are similar to the Germanic people, but they're even farther north. The Norse are the people from Norway, Sweden, Denmark, okay? From up there, even farther north. And if you're a fan of Marvel comics, you might already know which god this day of the week was named for. Thor. Thor was the god of thunder, like Jupiter. And so Thor's day is now Thursday. And now we're to the end of the school week and working week for most people, Friday. Friday was originally the day of Aphrodite for the Greeks. And Aphrodite's Roman version was Venus. Now, Aphrodite and Venus are both the goddesses of love and beauty. Now, in Northern Europe, their versions were Freya. That's what they called the goddess of love and beauty in the Germanic areas, the area that's now Germany. And in the Norse countries, up in Norway, Sweden, Denmark, it was Frigg. So you have Frias Day or Frigg's Day. Not hard to get from those to Friday. So Frias Day, Frigg's Day, Friday. You can hear the connections. And that just leaves us with Saturday. Saturday was the day of Kronos in ancient Greece. And Kronos's Roman version was Saturn. Easy to see how that becomes Saturn's Day, Saturday in English. And so that is where the names of the days of the week came from. As with so many things, there are historical explanations about why things are the way they are. If you've never known why the Japanese days of the week have the names they do, well, just think about it a little bit. Look at the kanji. Look on the internet, maybe. See if you can find the connections, because there is a connection, the way the Japanese names of the week are. And I think you'll probably find the answer pretty quickly, if you think about it, or even just look on the internet. And just in case you are interested in reading these details, all in English, of course, I will share the link in the episode description to the EF website article where I got this information from. So you can double check and read it and practice some reading as well. And yeah, let's leave it here for today. If you have any requests or ideas for podcasts, please find the request form over on the website, which is bit.ly/luwmi. Over there, you will also find links to all of the episodes. You will find listening guides, listening quizzes, and yeah, that is all for today. I'm Mr. I, and I'll see you next time.